So last weekend, I had the pleasure of facilitating a workshop on owning your genius for the Baddies with Businesses retreat. Mallory, can I just tell you, you are definitely making an impact and you have built a fantastic community of business owners that are in stages 0 to 5 in business. And it's very much needed. So thank you so much for trusting me with not only your brand, but also your community. I really appreciate that. Welcome to another episode of Own Your Genius, where we empower entrepreneurs to use their education and their experience to build dope stuff. I'm your host, Attorney LaKonya Murray. So last week I told you we're going to have a much needed conversation about copyright infringement. And today is that day. But before we dive into today's podcast, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any insights on how to own your genius. Welcome back to the Own Your Genius podcast, where we discuss building businesses, growing brands, and what else? Owning your genius. I'm your host, Attorney LaKonya Murray, owner of Off the Mark IP Solutions. Off the Mark is a boutique intellectual property firm representing innovative entrepreneurs, aka geniuses, who are looking to protect their brand and grow their business with ongoing legal support and business mentorship. We have a good one for you today, so let's get started. So last weekend, I spoke in New Orleans, and then Monday I came home and I spoke in my hometown of Montgomery. Christopher, thank you so much for having me at Network and Chill as a panelist. And the question they asked me was, how do you protect your copyrights in this digital world? Which is a great question. But today I'm going to flip it on you, because we have things talking about how to protect you, right? But what we really need to talk about and get into is copyright infringement, because we have a lot more phone calls in the office about people who are receiving cease and desist letters for copyright infringement. So today we're going to talk about 3 ways that you can avoid infringement. And I believe the first way of avoiding infringement is just really knowing what copyrights are, having an understanding of what copyrights are, what they protect, and the rights that they have. Right. So first thing you need to know is that copyrights protect original work that are in a fixed, tangible form. Original work in a fixed, tangible form. When I was in New Orleans, I gave the example of Will Smith, and I give this example a lot. So Will Smith in the basement with Nia Long, trapped, and he's singing the song with the banjo, right? About Nia Long not knowing if her body is real. That song. You all know what I'm talking about. You probably started singing the moment I mentioned it. But imagine that you have someone else somewhere else in a similar situation, right? There's no internet, so they come up with, they both write about their experiences and they end up either being the same or similar. Both those people have copyrights to their work. It doesn't matter if it's similar. It doesn't even matter if it has some of the same language, because it was built, it was created without influence from someone else. And that's what we mean by original, without influence, not copied. So original work in a fixed, tangible form, which means ideas are not protected, that fixed, tangible form. So that's what copyrights are. They protect that original work that they're protecting is going to be things like literary works, visual arts. In the United States, it does not protect fashion, but architectural blueprints, music, just creative works, things of that nature. In the business world, it looks like, we need to have this conversation, it looks like sales copy. It looks like website copy. It looks like podcast content, your course content, things of that nature, right? The owner of this original work has the right to exclude other people from using their work without their permission. They also have the rights to publish the work, and you showcase it. They have the right to create derivatives, which means taking it and turning it into something else, like turning a workbook into a course or vice versa, turning a movie into a book, which is typically, you know, reversed, things of that nature, just taking and changing the format of it. So that's what copyright owners have the right to do. And it's important that you know this, because when you're in business and you are creating, you know, because I always say that when it comes to business, trademarks protect your brand identity, but copyrights protect your brand's voice. So when you're able to find that voice, and it takes, it's a science to it. You have to know your audience. You have to know what they're going to react to, right? And when you find that, you want to make sure that no one steals it. Someone might take your website copy and decide to do something else with it. And you don't want that. It's important for you to understand that. Because the owners have this right, and this is another thing too with copyrights, they have that right from the moment it becomes in a fixed, tangible form, meaning that they don't have to register anything in order to have the right to tell you not to use their stuff. And that's really important because people will say, well, I didn't know it was registered, this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter, which brings us point number two of avoiding infringement is if you do not have a license to use it, you need to seek permission. And really having that license is giving you permission. So if you come up on an image or something that you want to use, you want to say, hey, how can I use this? Instead of just right clicking, because the internet makes things super easy. So how can I use this? Is there a page on here that says, hey, if you want to use this, this is what you do. And these are the rights that you have. Every license is not created equal. You have personal licenses, meaning that you can use it for personal use. And then you have a commercial license, which means you can make money off of it. It's really important that if you don't create the work yourself, that you have either a license, right? Or you seek permission and that person will give you a license. So you can go to the website, these different places, and you can purchase and download and they will give you a license online. But sometimes that's not possible. You have to go and find the owner and talk to them and then get a license directly from them. And I'll say this other thing, that citing the owner doesn't help. When you say things like, I don't have the right to this music, or this work was created by X, Y, and Z, depending on how you're using it, you could still be infringing on someone's intellectual property, because there's a difference between plagiarism, which is you taking credit for the work, and copyright infringement, which is you using, you know, republishing or copying and using that work without their permission. So there's a difference. So keep that in mind. So number one, understanding copyrights. Number two, seeking permission. And the last thing I will say, because as business owners, a lot of us are not creatively inclined. That's not our ministry. So what we do is we outsource that, which is awesome. The only thing that I would ask, and the third tip, is to vet your contractors. Vet your contractors and make sure that they are actually creating the work that's in their portfolio. And when you hire this contractor, make sure that you are using written contracts to protect yourself. So you need a written contract that has a clause in there that says that the contractor has to create original work. And if they don't create original work, then they will have the proper licenses to use the work, even if that means that you have to pay for the license, because that's another thing too. A lot of times when we hire these contractors, especially if they're doing things like our brand identity and they're giving us fonts to use, they'll say, hey, use these fonts. But it's your responsibility as a business owner to purchase the proper license. Right. So, but you want to make sure that if you are hiring a contractor and they're creating something for you, that they are using original work, put that in the contract, because I've had several people who have received cease and desist letters and being threatened with lawsuits because the contractor they hired did not use original work. They infringed on someone's copyright. So that's number one that you can do with written contracts. The other thing you do is, if they didn't use original work, what are your recourse? So I would say add an indemnification clause to your contract. What that essentially will do is if someone sues you, third party sues you for infringement, and this is a result of this contractor that you use, you can go back to that contractor and say, make me whole, make me whole. If I had to pay $5,000 to these people, you owe me $5,000 because you said that you would, one, use original work, so it's a breach of contract. And two, if a third party sued me because of your actions, you would take care of it. That's what that clause essentially says. And I just thought that it was really important to have this conversation because the internet, again, makes it so easy to infringe on someone's intellectual property. And we can do it without even intending to. And intention is not an excuse. Like, whether you meant to or not does not excuse copyright infringement. So, geniuses, I appreciate you tuning in today. Let me know, what are your takeaways from this week's episode? And if you found today's podcast insightful, share it with your fellow entrepreneurs. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with three people and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.